Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were looking at the free will of man. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Bible stands like a mountain, towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
You know, I've had preachers say, well, if someone's son or daughter gets in trouble, you can no longer preach on the home. Listen, you can raise a son or a daughter right, and they can still go wrong because they still have a free will. See, there is a false teaching out there that says if you do this, you do that, do this, and raising your children, they'll never go wrong. Because train up a child the way he should go, he will not depart from it. Oh, that's in the book of Proverbs, Pastor. You know that. Yes, I know. As a matter of fact, I wrote a booklet on it. It is on my website at centralbaptistocala.org. So it's there. But what I want you to see is that booklet in the way they should go, Proverbs 22:6, it actually looks at the verse as it is. Train up a child in the way he should go. You train him in the word of God. You train him to walk with God. You train him what is wrong. You train him what is right. You train them in walking with the Lord. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. And so many preachers have made the mistake saying, okay, so if you really train them rightly, when they get older, they'll never go wrong. Some have kind of, because they saw so many go in other directions, said, well, they may go wrong, but they'll always come back to it. They'll come back to it before they die. I actually know of a preacher that raised his son in his home, and that son was a thief. I mean, he did some bad things. I mean, he was a deceiver. He was a thief. I mean, he did so many things. And that son got killed in a car accident. He never did repent. Now, I happen to know that was a good godly preacher. I believe that he raised his son with family altar, family devotions. Well, preacher, he must have messed up somewhere. I don't know if there's ever been one of us who are parents, whether you're a preacher, whether you're some other kind of thing in the church, or you're serving God, you've been used of God, a missionary, whatever. No matter who you are, your children have a free will. There's going to be a day when your children are fully tempted, and you're not going to be there to do anything about it. And that's where it's supposed to be. Well, if you train them the way they should go, they won't give in that temptation. That is baloney, my friend. They may do that because they have a free will. Do you think God the Father failed when he put Adam and Eve in the garden? They were tempted. Well, if God had trained Adam and Eve the right he should have, they would have never given in to Satan's temptation. See, that's basically saying the same thing, is that if you do it right, they'll never go wrong. But you see, we were created in God's image. God's image is the Spirit. Did not Jesus say that God is the Spirit? Yes, he did. The image that you and I were created in is not a bodily image. Jesus, yes, took on a body, and he'll have a body, a human body throughout all eternity because he took that on for us. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But I want you to also understand that he was a spirit in eternity past. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God is the Spirit. Three divine persons in one divine essence. To be a person, you do not have to have a body. What you have is the Spirit. I went by my mother's casket. As a matter of fact, I was there with her the day she died. I watched her take her last breath. I watched her depart. I was there for my dad as well. Now look, when their spirits left their body, there was still a body there. There was still a body there. That body wasn't serving God. That body wasn't doing anything for God at that time. All it was doing, it was going to corrupt. It wasn't embalmed or anything else they do for it and then get it ready for burial. You've heard the preacher say it as a graveside, earth to earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. A grim reality of truth. We weren't made in the image of a dead body or of a body. We were made in the image of God, who is a spirit. You and I were born with that spirit. My personal belief comes into play here with the things of Alzheimer's today. I remember one lady, she was a godly lady. Her husband got very sick, became very violent. He had dementia, and then he got some other things of mind and brain problems that he became a danger to his wife, and they had to put him in a home. And as he's in that home, that wife goes there every day of the week and stays with him till it's evening. She has to go back home and should get in her own bed and sleep. But every Sunday, one thing I could count on that lady to do, she'd drive by the church. And back in that day, we had cassette tapes. And she'd come by and get a cassette tape of yesterday's services and then turn in her tithe. And she would do that all the time. Her husband passed away. She would later remarry. And before she died, 8 to 10 years before she died, she got Alzheimer's. Now this sweet lady talked of the things of the Lord. Those who knew her said she could pray and pray well and do a really great job in prayer. And they talked of the things that she would do and the sweetness of this lady. You know, that lady ended up, sometimes she'd just cuss, say some awful things, make some awful accusations. Now, she never did that to me, but I remember visiting her in a rest home and her thinking that she was in another city altogether. And she said, "What are you doing down here?" I said, "Well, I thought I'd see you. I thought you were here." Yeah, I am. She says, "We all got in the bus and went down here to, well, we live in Ocala, Florida." She says, "We went down here to Orlando." And so she said, "I didn't expect to see you in Orlando today." Yeah. Well, I'm glad I got to see you. You know, how is it that we would just run into each other, you know? And so she thought she was in Orlando. In her mind, that was a reality to her. Now, she never cussed around me. And if I said, "Let's pray," and she would bow her head and she would pray right there with us as I would pray. And she would listen and she'd just be so solemn about it. And, you know, yet in her lifetime, a godly woman, and then this change comes in her life, a sickness. And so what I'm saying all that for is that you have a spirit. I believe that in this sickness that comes in the body, as the body ages and the brain begins to get cut off, and in the brain, the things that happen to the brain, and now it becomes under several things, hardening of the arteries, maybe a brain bleed, other things. And that spirit no longer has control. You see, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of this flesh. So if we are walking with God in His Word, living to obey that Word, let me just give you an example. Maybe there's something you want to say about someone. Maybe there's something that you want to do that may not be the right thing to do to someone or to do it at all. Maybe there's someone you haven't made things right with. Maybe there's someone that things have you've done against them and they don't know. Things that you've done that you should confess to. And say, well, one day they'll die and they'll be gone. It won't matter. You know, 1 Corinthians 4, 5 does say that the hidden things of darkness will one day be made known. Then we'll have praise of God. It's hard to understand that all the hidden things of darkness that probably each one of us have will be made known. Then we'll have praise of God. How can we? Because we'll all see that we're saved by grace for one. But on the other hand, there are things that we did not make right in this life. And yet, in heaven, after that scene, it may cost a loss of reward, but saved so as by fire. But we'll still have praise of God because we're still there realizing the great grace and love of God because we should have been in hell. Well, I believe in the thing of Alzheimer's, that as the spirit gets quenched, remember the Bible says, quench not the spirit. And we start quenching the spirit, and before too long, the body is only guided by the flesh. And when the things of a thing such as Alzheimer's, that disease may get in and mess up the mind, because we all have the old nature still within us, then those cuss words can come out, and those evil things can come out. Now, I certainly believe that, although there are people that would disagree, and they're good, godly people. They just disagree on that subject. But I'm saying that for this one reason, that when the Lord comes back, he's going to save us from that wrath to come. As he said, we're saved from it. We're going to be called up to be with him, but there is still a judgment to come. And so these people in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, they were told to wait for his son from heaven, which he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Wow. And I didn't deserve it. So he has delivered us, even me, preserved. But yet, for this life, we can have victory. We don't have to give in to the love of the world and the things of the world and having our minds in the world. That's why I said that about holiness. I believe holiness is a great example of why hell was created, because God is all holy. And that can't dwell in his presence, sin. So, yes, ask yourself each day, whenever you attempt to do something, is this holy? Is this acceptable unto God? Not what will those people think, but rather what will God think? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.